Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're on the last line, the last middle side line before the lines get wide. On the left side of the line where it says V'hainu D'Amar Rish Lakish. Today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Le'ilu Nishmas, Binyamin Ben Mordechai, the Yard Ted of Faith, and Hashem 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 Aliyah. V'hainu D'Amar Rish Lakish. Continuing, interesting agarata of Rish Lakish. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Dayan L'Rishayim. We did this one already? Okay. Lo Dayan L'Rishayim Sh'osin Se'la Shali B'Kumbi. It's not enough that the Goyim try to make an image of me, of copy images in public. That's not bad enough. Ella Sh'matrichin Osi. They are the Matriach Mi. And they make a image balkarchi against my will. In other words, these mamzerim. Bad enough that they're not keeping the laws of a marriage. It's bad enough, but they force me to fashion mamzerim for them. Okay. Shal philosophus echad es Rabbi Gamliel. One they call him a nachwi chacham. Es Rabbi Gamliel. Kasam et harakna. It says in your Torah. Right, your God is a vengeful God. So, why does Hashem take revenge against the worshippers? The enemy is kane ba. So he doesn't take his vengeance out on the items that are worshipped. The idol, he doesn't bother them. How can he take his anger out on the people, not on the idol? How come? So, Amaloh. I'll give you a mashal. There was a certain king, Shiloh ben Echad, he had a son, an only son, and the son had a pet dog, shame al shame of it, and he called the dog the same name as his father. Nishba, and when he would ever make an oath, this boy, Omer, he would say, "B'chai hakel of Abba, I swear by my dog, my father." Okay. In other words, he elevated the dog to the status of his father. Kishashama HaMelech, when the king hears about this, what the son's doing to it, what kind of slap in the face that is, Amihu Kohen, who did he get angry at? The dog? Alaben? Who Kohen? Or Alakelev who Kohen? Who did he get angry at? The boy or the dog? Of course not the dog. Havi Omer, the answer is Alaben who Kohen. Of course he gets angry at the son. Amalo, says the guy, the Chacham, back to Rabbi Gamliel. Kel about the car, Osi? Osa? You call me a dog? You call me Avodah Zarah like a dog? Right? Valo, yesh ba mamash. But my Avodah Zarah, they have, they're mamash. They can perform miracles. They can do things. Amalo, Umar Isa, what makes you say that? Says Rabbi Gamliel, what makes you say that your God is mamash? Amalo, the guy tells him, listen, Pamachas, one time, Nafla Deleka Be'irenu, one time the fire broke out in the city, the whole city got destroyed. But that one, the temple was spared. How could the whole city burn down except for the temple? Obviously, the temple, the idols in the temple were able to protect it. Amalo says, "Well, that's not right. Emshalachal Mashal Amad Avodam. I'll tell you what that's like. It's the Melech Pas Avodam. Shesarachal Olav Medina. One village rebels against." One village rebelled against him. They have a rebellion. So the king can't allow a rebellion. So he goes and sends an army to put down the rebellion. So, imachayim huotze, or when amesim huotze? Kishu osu mochama, imachayim huotze, or when amesim huotze? When he makes the battle, does he battle with live people, or he goes to the cemetery to battle them? The answer is, he goes to the live people. Yeah. Same thing. When Hashem does battle and has to punish the city and he destroys the whole city, almost at the end. Does he punish the live people or, so to speak, the dead people? In other words, he punishes the live people. That's why the temple didn't get destroyed. What did they get destroyed for? It's a cemetery. Amalo says the philosopher to Rabbi Gamliel, Kelev atakor osa, mate atakor osa. You call it a dog, you call it like we're mason, whatever. In Cain, Yabdena min ha'olam. Then why don't Hashem remove these avodah zarahs from the world, so that people won't worship them. Take them away, which is what we said yesterday. So Amalo, he answers back. You know what? Ilu davul davar she'en olam tzarech lo hayovdin. If it would be something that the world doesn't need, maybe you're right. Harehu mevadla, but then maybe you're right. But harehin ovdin chama levana kochavim mazolos afikim. What's afikim? Afikim are springs. Delageos valleys. Yaber alamu bnei ashotim. Why Hashem should destroy the world? Take away key things in the world. There's a bunch of fools. V'cheinu omer, like it says, asaf osef kol me'al p'nei ha'damanum Hashem. Right? The EO's talking. Oh, kaviyach, I should destroy the whole world. Everything I should do. We just got to the top of the name of Allah. It says, asaf adam u'behema, asaf of ha'shemayim u'digei ha'yam v'hamach shelos et ha'rashayim. Right? Meaning, just because Rishayim are nichshal in these things, animals, fish, whatever, yabdem in olam, they should be destroyed. I should take them away from the world. Why? Dalo la adam hein ovdim. Right? Right? Like it says, beichrati et adam meyal tenei hodam. Okay? Just because people worship the sun and the moon and all these types of things, that's the reason I should destroy it. It's not a reason. Okay. Next, Shal Agrippas Tzar Tzava, Agrippas the Tzar Tzava. So Rashi says, Agrippas Tzar Tzava, Obed Kochayim Haya. He was a guy. Memuna al Roshe Gaitos. He was a general. Ubi Me Agrippas Hamelech Haya. He lived in the same time as Agrippas Hamelech, who lived after Herod, right? But Rashi tells you, it's a different guy. It's not that guy. That guy was Agrippas Hamelech. It's a different guy. This guy is a guy. That guy also was a guy, but he thought he was a Jew. Right? This guy is a complete guy. Now, don't mix them up, Rashi tells us. Shal Agrippas, right, that must have been the name, you know, it's a popular name. So Agrippas was a popular name at those times. So 20 years later, they're 20 years old, he's the king and he's the general. What? Yeah. So, you mentioned this guy? Oh, okay. Shal Agrippas starts to verse over Gamliel. Ksimba Taras, then, it says in your Torah, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Och Lahu Kel Kana. Right? Your God is a vengeful God. So kula miskane ela b'chacham gibor v'gibor usher v'usher. Who is a person jealous of? He's jealous of someone who's basically his equal. Basically, right? As it says, nobody's jealous that birds could fly. I'm jealous. How come the birds could fly and I can't? No one's jealous of that. Talks about that in Losachmos. If you view everyone else like a bird, like you, then you won't be over Losachmos. But it's a true statement. No one, you're not jealous of things that are not almost your equal. Right, you're not jealous of the bum in the street that he has, whatever, and you're not jealous of Bill Gates. No one's jealous of people like that. It's so out of your league. You're jealous. Your ties and your jealousy are in the same league as you. The people that are in your league, those are the people you're jealous. How come he has a better thing than me? A better this, a better car, a better gadget. Those are jealous, right? That's what you. The people that are way ahead. Hashem's jealous of idols. He's a jealous God of idols. So beneath him. He's jealous of the bum in the street. He's not jealous of the bum in the street. What are you jealous of? He's jealous of the homeless people. Not jealous of them. Hashem's jealous of that? So Amalo, Sir Gamil says back to him, Em shalach al-mah shalamad davadoma. Well, Adam shenasa isha, al-ishto. The guy's married. In the days where he had more than one wife. He had more than one wife, he had more than one mother-in-law. So in those days, this is, what is it? This is part. No, I'll do what? So a guy's married to a woman, and then he brings another woman, he marries another woman. So the first guy said, who's he bringing home now? Right? Who's he bringing home? Chashuva mimena, if she's better than me. Amos Kanaba, not upset about that. He found a better woman than me? More chashuva? Not upset. I'm jealous about that. I understand. Guy always wants to. Chusha mimena miskanaba. That's who he brought home? He marries another woman, look who he brought home. From the bums. That's what we brought home here. She gets very jealous. That's Hashem's reaction. Right? If you find someone better, Hashem won't mind. If you find someone better. You find that's what people are spending their time with. They're spending their time with Ishmael Abanim. Of course Hashem is upset. Okay?
Next. Amalei Zunin L'Rabbi Akiva. The Rashi says that Zunin is the name of a Jew. Right? So this fellow, Guy Shul, said to Rabbi Akiva, Libi v'libcha yada, my heart and your heart know, Davodas kochavim less de mamasha. There's no truth to idol worship. It's all nonsense. But we see people walk into these places crippled, right? And they walk out healed. You hear these stories of miracles. They go to such and such a state, whom, and they got healed. They're blind, and all these terrible stories you hear about these people, and they go to these places, and they come back, and they're pure. My karma. Like, what's up with that? What's up with that? So, listen to this answer. Tell me what you think of this answer. Right? We all know, you all read in the paper these stories. There are places in the world, where, not Jewish places, where people go and people wait hours, days online. After the war. There are people, and they come back with these stories of genuine, we all know about these people. So, Amalo, Tzedi Be'akiva, here's a story. There was a very good guy in the city. He's a good guy, trustworthy guy. And people were going on trips. He was the guy, everybody would leave their stuff by him. Why? You don't need Adam. He's such an honest man. You don't need Adam. He was the guy, he was the go-to guy. One guy comes, I don't trust him. I want Aiden to come. I'm going on a trip. I'm leaving my wife's jewelry with you. I want to have Aiden to make sure I get it back. What? Pamacha. Shaka. One time, this guy forgot to have the Aiden. He left the jewelry by the trustworthy man, but he forgot to bring Aiden. Vehitkiratlo, shalom Aiden. He left it there without Aiden. So Amrulo Ishto, so the wife said, now's our chance. Now's our chance. He's always so mistrusting of us. Let's say he never came. Let's say he never dropped him off. We'll keep the jewelry. That's what she said. We'll teach him a lesson. Right? Bo'o v'nechperenu. Let's say when he comes, right? Let's say that you never came. You never did it. Who's he going to believe? Him or us? This is the wife said. So the husband says, well, they showed to Zeh, us a Shlok Hogan, because that fool, that idiot, is acting improperly. Anuna Abed Ezimuna Seinu. We should also act improper. We're honest people. Because he's a low person, doesn't want to trust me. Therefore, I should sell out. I should become dishonest myself. What kind of reasoning is that? Ach kach yisurim. Listen to this. Yisurim, suffering in this world, is the exact same way. Bishah shemeshagrin osam al ha'adam. When it's sent out into the world, when yisurim are sent out into the world, mashbiin osam. They take an oath. Shalot telchu el biyom ploni. They should only be visited on a certain day. Velot teitzu el biyom ploni. And they should leave on a certain day. Ubishah plonis, at a certain hour, by day ploni, and through a certain doctor or a certain miracle worker, whatever you want to call that person. Via day sam ploni. Right? And only through a certain sam ploni. Certain medicine, only certain things are going to work. Kivan, shegia, zmanam, lote. At the exact moment when he's supposed to be cured anyway, halach zeh lebet avodah tochavim, right? He goes to the temple, he goes to the holy site to get cured. Amru yisurin, dinhu shalo neite, right? We really shouldn't go out. After all, what's he doing in the temple? Right? What's he doing in the temple? V'chosin v'omrim, but then they say, wait a minute. He's running to the temple. Where should he be running? To the base of Medrash. But he's running to, or to God. He's running to the temple for the miracle cures. Anu, Navra loves to obtain it, but we should violate our oath. That's a Rekiva's answer. Tough answer. It's one kasha that's asked by the Marsha. He says, what happens when a person's supposed to be visited with Yisurim, right? So they take an oath. Yisurim take an oath, Kaviyachol.
they're only going to go where they're supposed to go, they're going to leave where they're supposed to leave, right? That, that, that. It's the Marsha. Don't we say that tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, na'avir and Yisroel ha'zera, right?
So how can they take an oath?
We're going to be there for 3 years, taking an oath. We're not leaving for 3 years.
Well, can tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah undo that zera? How can they swear
but they're going to be there for 3 years. They're going to have someone's going to be suffering for 3 years. Or to be suffering, he's going to die. How can they make such a deal? How can they make such an oath like that?
But isn't their oath
mm-hmm.
So their oath is mevatel, they're being mevatel their oath.
They're not being mevatel their oath. You're making their oath become worthless.
Right, right, okay.
So my short answer is, it's built into their oath, basically. It's built into the oath. We're going to be a... Hashem wants to deal with them because 100%, that's okay with us. The whole thing is, Yisur don't make oaths. They're not real people.
Right.
Like the whole thing is, on an esoteric level, how can someone get a gzera for an extended or any time if they can undo the gzera? The answer is, it's all built in. It's all built in. The person's supposed to get X. You daven, you have tshuva, still tzedakah, and then it changes to Y? That's no problem. Yeah, I'm not sure if we're talking about Jewish people or not Jewish people.
It's referring to
God.
Right. It's referring to God.
Right.
God, the showing the world that the God rules, let's say.
Right.
So, isn't there can't it be the Vata the Shvua for any of the Avodah Zarah?
Uh-huh. Right. No, that's what he's saying. Because they're a bunch of idiots. I actually Vata my Shvua. So then the Marsha asks, but you have the Vata the Shvua, if the Shvua is built in Staka, so you end it, that's built in.
What a coincidence. That day that they went there...
It's a very difficult answer. It's a very difficult answer.
How did they go? Once
what?
They
you go hear on. These stories. You hear these stories, now, right?
The whole stuff.
What?
They're not fake.
They're
how blind. You're proving blind. You're proving lame. I mean, you don't know that.
They're
lying.
They're very hard. They're very hard. Listen. Many things are fakes. And there are stories that are not fake. The stories that are not fake are not that many. But they're there. They're there. And they're a question. So what's the purpose? That's Rabbi Akiva. I don't understand. Yeah, a lot of hoaxes, a lot of fake. There's some real stories out there. Go look. Go look. You'll find real stories. Non-Jewish things. Very hard to explain them. Very hard. Right? So Rabbi Akiva tried his best. What the Chashem Chashem is, why those places in the world that... There's a place in France. What? It's a test. Exactly. It's a test. I don't know. Not smart enough. I don't know how the world runs. So we do our best, right? It says in the end of Devarim, one of the, I think it's in the Tochacha, V'hifla Hashem et makotecha V'chaloyim ro'im v'ne'emonim. Right? Ro'im hainu ro'im shlichusan. Right? That's the shliach. Ne'emonim b'shvuasan. Right? In other words, That they keep their oath and they send and they keep their oath and they visit Yisurim on you. Amalei Rav Barav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Ika Beis Avodas Chacham Ba'Asron. There was a temple in our town. The Chimitzrach Alma Lemitra when they needed rain. Meschaze Lehu Bechelma. Somebody had a dream. One of the guys in the town had a dream. Amalehu Shachatu Li Gavra Ve'Aisi Mitra. If you chef somebody for me, you'll have rain. Right, sir, bring a human sacrifice to me, you'll have rain. Shakatu le gavra vasi mitra, kachava. They check on somebody, I don't know if the guy agreed to that, or they took an old man, I don't know if they did, and there was rain. So, vamalei, hashta, ihavi shachidna, lo amalachu hamilsa. Strange line. If I wouldn't be alive, you wouldn't hear this word from me. Ha, the amar rab rab, my desib, asher cholach Hashem lakecha osam lachala amim. What does it mean when Hashem says in Parshas Devarim that I divided you up over the whole world? Alame shechlikan bidvarim that he split up the whole world, right? Today litardan min haolam, in order to get people out of the world. In other words, he put up avodah zarah all over the world and put up falsehood all over the world, basically like he said, to trip people up. The Hainu d'amar Rish Lakish, ma'idat siv im l'leitim hu yalat. If you're a lace, go with the lace. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. V'la'anavim yitin chen. But if you're an anav, you'll have grace. ba latame poschilo, ba latahir mitayino. So if somebody wants to be tame, he's got the option, and if somebody wants to be tahir, he has the option. Okay. So we have 2 minutes to Rav Rassin tells the following story about this memra. He says there was a guy who was a big drunk, always drunk, and his children were so embarrassing, always drunk man, so embarrassing. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to really put the fear of God into him. They're going to take him one night when he's drunk. They're going to take him to the cemetery. They're going to put him in the ground, and in one of them, they're going to dig a grave, and when he wakes up from his stupor, and he'll see he's in a grave, maybe that will shock him, and maybe that will straighten him out. And he'll get straightened out. Sure enough, one night he gets drunk like every other night, they take him to the cemetery, there's an open grave, they put him in there, they leave. Of course, what happened that night? There was a wine merchant who was trying to avoid paying the taxes of the town, and he had these barrels of wine, and he doesn't know what to do with them. So his assistant says, why don't you leave him in the cemetery overnight? That's a good idea, no one's here. So sure enough, they go to the cemetery, they go to the same caver that's been dug for this guy, and they put all the barrels of wine in there. And this guy's asleep. And his situation is, he's lying there flat, and the spigot of the wine barrel is right in front of his mouth. And when he wakes up, he sees his wine barrel right in front of him, spigot right there. Turns it on, gets drunk again. He says, look, Mama's Gan Eden. So where am I? Mama's Gan Eden. Right? He says, what's better than this? Right? That's exactly the point. Bum is Tame, Tame also. You want to go down that road? There are such avenues to continue in your way. Yeah. Crazy story. Right? But Mitaher, Mitaher also too. You want to go to the good path, you go to the good path also. There are no stories but the good side. There are only stories about the bad side, and you can learn the good side. Okay, now, the next two daf are impossibly hard. They're very, very difficult. So difficult. Unfortunately, I tried to find pictures. A picture would help. Couldn't find any pictures. It's about Yayin Netzach. From now on until the end of the Masechta, we're going to talk about all these types of things. Yayin Netzach. So it starts with Yayin Netzach. As a matter of fact, the Tzfaras Yisrael says, why didn't Yehuda HaNasi make a new perek? Why didn't he make a new perek now? We're going to start with this topic. We're going to go now, and it's going to go to the end of the Masechta. So the Tzfaras Yisrael says, Rebbe didn't want to end the perek talking about what Goyim say, how to get out of worshiping God, which is what the last mission was about. A guy asked Rebbe Gamliel, how come? We don't want to end the perek like that. So we have a few Mishnahs here about Yayin Netzach, and then, very interesting, right? Don't want to end the parak on that kind of note. So we have now Mishnahs, middle of the same parak. Completely new topic, out of the blue. Once in a while you have such a thing, it's unusual. Once in a while you have, unusual, brand new topic out of the blue, talking about Yayin Netzach. That's what this is doing here. The question is going to be, the mission is going to be discussing, when does, you have a grape. Now, the goy touches the grape. Can you eat that grape? The answer is yes. Right? Why? Because I yayin. What point in the grape, in the wine-making process, does it switch from grapes, which are mutter, to yayin, which becomes asa? That's the Gemara. That's what the mission is going to be dealing with, and that's what the Gemara is going to be dealing with. If we knew what these words meant, how they made grapes, how they made wine, it would help. Okay? So, says the Mishnah. Lochin gas b'uta min ovid kochavim. Gas b'uta means kicked. It doesn't really mean kicked, it means trampled. You can go to the goy and take wine, juice, from grapes, where they're treading on it with their feet, in the gas. So apparently, what they used to do was, the first thing was, they would get these guys, and they would stomp on the grapes with their feet. That was the first stage of the winemaking. But you can imagine that that's not so thorough. So after that, they would get all the grapes that are left, and then they would press them and get even more juice out. Okay? So at this first stage, when they're still ba'ut gas in the wine press, ba'uta, where they're stamping on them. Lochin gas ba'uta bit ovik ha'chavim. That's okay. That's not considered yayin netzach at all. Afal pi shenotel biyado. Even if the guy is touching them with his hands. But obviously, there's no yayin netzach by touching them with his feet. Right? So look at Rashi. Gas b'uta, shebata. You kick them. Doesn't really mean kick them. They're even stand on them. You don't kick them. Bata v'darcha, you trample on them. Over v'chavim, the guy. Next Rashi, shu notel, anavim mitoch yayin, grapes from wine, ba'adashim shelgat, in the refuse place of the gas. In other words, they've already been trampled once, and now they're going to touch them. Shekar mice, it's called mice. Now, not only that, says the Mishnah, the no saying l'tapuah. You can put them in the tapuah. What's a tapuah? So, Ra'uva Rashi, the no saying l'tapuah, asifas gal ha'anavim, it's the gathering place of the pile of grapes. Shetachas hakora kari tapuach. Everything under the beam is called tapuach. In other words, after they're trampled, right, they're then taken, collected, and they're put on this high place, which the Mishnah calls a tapuach. Sometimes the word tapuach means every high spot. There was a tapuach on the Mizbeach, right? Every high spot, they'd gather them there, and then they would take a big board and press them out. And that would get more juice out. So now we've gone from there to the next stage, which is the tapuah, but still not yayin. Still not considered yayin yet. Still not considered yayin yet. The ain a yos os yayin nesach, it's not considered yayin nesach ad sheyered labor. One, unless it goes down into the bor. Right? Look at Rashi. The kasav artana didon lo have yayin nesach ad sheyered labor. Hold kasha, why? Rashi didn't say that. The Mishnah says it 2 seconds later. Now, Yarad labor, if it goes down into the bor, masha babor, aser. What's in the bor is aser. Look at Rashi, masha babor, aser. Im naga bo ha'oved kochavim acharechein. If the guy touches it afterward, okay? If the guy touches it afterward, right? Answer the Rashash, why doesn't it become usher even if the guy doesn't touch it? Why should it become if the guy doesn't touch it? Very simple. Because we have something called Stam Yena. It's not Yayin Nesach, but it's Stam Yena. The wine of a guy. Why isn't it usher? Usher is a machlokis. Now, it's a machlokis if we're talking about usher to drink or usher to banah. What? So what? The Mishnah said, Ma Yorid Mashab Abor is Usher. It's Usher. Why? It's already considered Yayin. It's already considered Yayin. So Rashi says, Im Nagaba, if the guy touches it. What if he doesn't touch it? Mashma, it's still Mutter. What? Exactly. So why is she saying it has to touch it still? Why is touching it irrelevant? Why is touching it? What? That's not what Rashi the Mishnah says. Yorad mashab labor mashab abor osir. And what does he say? Bahashar mutter. The rest of it's still mutter. Why? Not at the bor yet. The Mishnah doesn't say one word about yayin nesach.
Sure does.
Right. Yeah. Fine. Good. Fine. Yerid labor mashab abor osir. Ask the Rashash. Should be osir anyway. He's asking the Kashan Rashi. Should be osir anyway. Why? All stamianim is osir. Any wine of a guy is osir. But doesn't touch it. The kind of Rashi, not the Mishnah.
There's a difference between Stam Yener and Yayin Nesach.
What?
There's a difference. Here you don't have a difference. But in those days, there was a difference between Stam Yener and Yayin Nesach. You don't have that today.
I understand, but in those days.
In those days, they had
it. What? No, so the
Rashi tells us in his day, they didn't have it anymore.
No, so the Ron says something similar to you. He said, what? Sorry, not the Ron. The Ron said something which the Rashash uses to answer the question. The Ron was before the Rashash. So the Ron says that the only time Stam Yenim is Usher is if it's a Chashash that the Yayin is Yayin Nesach. Now, even though it's it, and that's only if he touches it.
Right.
That's a questionable, we don't hold that anymore today at all. That's very questionable.
Right.
The other thing he says is wild. He says, we had this like bread. Something is not considered pas of a Jew, pas of a guy, unless the guy does the gemar malacha. Says the Rashash, maybe the same halacha is by wine. Therefore, since the Jew's here helping out, helping, we'll get to in a minute, the Jew's there helping, right? It works for the guy. Since the Jew's there helping, the gemar malacha is not taking place by a guy, taking place by both of them, or even by the Jew himself. Therefore, the dinim of Stamim don't apply. Okay. Next, Vashar Mutter, the rest of it's Mutter. Now we're gonna, now there's a whole separate issue, which is, look at Dorchin im Ovdik Chavim Begat. You're allowed to trample on the wine together with the guy in the wine press. What's the issue? Look at Rashi, last Rashi on the page. V'loam rinam mistaker ba'asuri hanahu. We don't say that you're getting paid to deal with these sewers. No, no Jew is going to be able to drink this wine. So, you right? So, you know, you're allowed to do that. So, tafilu b'shtia, even drinking, sabar haitana didon deshari calls manchiri leir labor. That's what Rashi says. Even drinking is mudah. That's a controversial statement. Some say no drinking is not only hanah mudah. Umishum gorein tuma leka. What about the fact that he causes tuma? Why? Because all goyim are tame. And they're touching grape, which is going to become wet, which is going to become wine. You're making the whole thing tame. Leka. It's not an issue. You know why? Because, shemishah shadorach ben over kachavim ma'at nitmu. Once the guy starts to do it, he becomes tummy anyway. So they learn from this Rashi, the Jew can't be the first one to work. The guy has to be there first. They're going to make everything tummy regardless, because they're all tummy. Then the Jew can come. What's he doing? They're already tummy. And Rashi says, umishum misayeya yidei aveira ovdei aveira leka. Ah, yeah, you're helping out aveiras. Tam aveira ovdei kov lo instav alkach. Ovdei kov have no tziv, we're not to make him tummy. They have no, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. They have no, that's not part of their world. So you're helping them. They have no answer. You have an answer, but you know what? They already made it off. They already made it on it. So therefore you can go. You can't be the first one there, because then you're the one doing it. You started the bull roll, then they're going to come afterwards and make things coming that you worked on. That's a problem. But if you're not the first one there, come late. Come 5 years later every day. Abba, low boat string emo. But you can't do boats there. You can't harvest. Why not? Because if you do the harvest, you're going to, it could be, if somehow the wine wasn't tummy till now, then by you helping with the harvest, you're going to be causing tumma. Yisrael shu osei b'tumma, if Yisrael is going to, going to make things tummy, lor dorachin, he can't even do that, he can't even trample, below boats for nemo, he can't do boats for eber, avam alichot imo chavios legas, which you could bring the wine from the gas. Chavios legat. You can bring empty barrels. You can bring. Umedini imo minagat. You can take them away from the gat also. Same thing. Nachtom shu ose betuma. If a baker is baking and he's tame, he can make everything tame. Lo lashin v'lo orchin imo. He can't knead. He can't prepare the bread. Avam olichin imo pasla palter. But he can bring the bread to the baker. He can't do anything else because we're afraid he's going to make things tame. Okay, you have 3 minutes to do a little more. Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna. Yayin, wine, kiven shehitzchili himashech, oti yayin etzech. Once the wine begins to go from the one stage of the, lehimashech means, it's starting to draw down, the wine is starting to, lehimashech means to draw. The wine is starting to draw down and go from some upper part of the press to a lower part of the press. That's the stage that it becomes yayin etzech. That's not what our Mishnah said. So the Gemara says they were wounded against our Mishnah. Lochin, now the Gemara says, wait a minute, Tanan, but we said, Lochin gas b'utim b'ovekachavim, you're allowed to take the grapes or wine after it's been trampled, afal pishin asam b'yadav and asam l'tapuach. Even though the wine's going to be going on to the tapuach, it's still okay. Now Rav Huna said that that's already gai yinesa. So Amar Rav Huna, not a problem. Gas pikuka umaleya. We're talking about a wine press that's stuffed up. The wine press is stuffed up. Therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a wine press that's stuffed up. Therefore, the wine has no access out. Since the wine has no access out, it's still considered okay. I'm talking about a place where it's not stuffed up. The wine's flowing out. Once the wine's flowing out, it's too late. Tashma, another raya. Tashma, another raya. Eina osi yayinetzach hachiyer labar. Our Mishnah said again, it doesn't become yayinetzach until it goes down into the pit. Rav Huna says it becomes yayinetzach at an earlier stage when it's sliding down the ramp to go into the pit. Achadami, again, same answer. Begas pekuka umaleya. He's talking about a gas that's stuffed up. So there is no flow. If there is no flow, then it's not yayinetzach yet. I'm saying there is a flow, and then it's considered yayinetzach. One more minute. Tashma. Yorad labor. If you go, our Mishnah said, you go down into the bar, mash the bar aser, the hashar mutter. then the rest of it's mutter. If the rest of it's mutter, what do you mean we're talking about a case where it's not stuffed up? The Mishnah says mutter. According to Rav Huna, it should be usher. Therefore, Rav Huna has to change his whole shita.
Therefore, Rav Huna, lo kasha. Kan Mishnah Rishona, Kan Mishnah Achrona.
You're right. This Mishnah is an old Mishnah which had different halachas. Then they made a new Mishnah which changed the halachas. I'm holding like the new Mishnah which is going to change everything. The Ethnic Kasha from the Mishnah Rishona, not a Kasha. The Tanaim themselves changed their minds. Since the Tanaim themselves changed their minds, not a Kasha.
You know, we'll stop here and we'll pick up here tomorrow. What?
Comes in a few times. Have a minute?
9 people.
One more person doesn't really want the cottage, you can say cottage for a month.
Cool, we'll get him. Hold on. Okay, in a cottage, all my roads are cottage, all the back, all the people here, but we have to have a little shame, I don't have to face the mind,
Amen.